Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's election day in the United States, and a lot of people are having to go out and actually go to a polling place and, you know, pull the lever or whatever it is and vote. But I already voted, and I voted because the way it works in Washington State is I get a ballot in the mail. It has all of the different candidates on it, and before they send out a ballot, they also send out the voter's pamphlet. There's one for the state, and then there's also one for the county I live in. They both arrive separately, and between those things, and plus I can sit there on the internet or whatever, I can fill out my ballot, and I don't have to go to a polling place or use any sort of technology other than a pen, right? It just works, right? And in fact, the way that elections work in Washington State, all but presidential elections, you can't even go somewhere to vote. If you wanted to go to a polling place, they just don't have them anymore. And the reason why they did that is because that there was a lot of people in Washington State that were simply voting absentee anyway. And so they just changed the law and said, hey, look, you know, it actually costs us to run these polling places. And if nobody's showing up and people are voting by mail anyway, then why run the polling places? Which is different from what I hear in other parts of the country, where that you have to actually show up to vote, and they're, you know, the polling places are only open during certain times, and you know, people make arguments about whether, you know, you're restricting people from voting or whatever. I mean, it's the whole thing is politicized, and I just look at that and I'm going, if they really wanted people to vote, they'd make it really easy to vote. And this is not, you know, an argument for putting technology. And in fact, I'm kind of like having a paper ballot and doing it that way. That, to me, you know, that the, you know, making, you know, adding technology where it's really not necessary is, you know, for it's, I don't know that there's any reason to do that. I mean, the ballots in Washington State are pretty easy. You connect a line on the ballot and you stiffen it in an envelope, and you can either drop it off at one of the ballot boxes, or you can just, you know, drop it in the mail and put postage on it and you're done, right? There's no, you know, the whole thing about voting and having access to voting, that's never even a conversation in Washington State and in many other states where they have this kind of voting. And you know, it makes me wonder why there are why these different states have different rules about it. And that's, you know, another thing that people outside of the United States may not understand is that the rules about voting are different from state to state. There are no national rules about voting. Everybody, you know, and in fact, even, you know, the electoral votes that get allocated based on the people that voted for president, which is the main, you know, our presidential election this year has been a sideshow for the entire world. And, you know, it's kind of embarrassing as an American to see that these, you know, the two major party candidates that we've chosen are this is the best that we could do. But for those of you who haven't voted in the United States, please get out and vote today, because that is definitely the day to do that. I know many people that I interact with on the internet have live in places that have similar voting laws and have already voted the same way I have. I mean, I voted a week or more before the general election, because it seems to me that if they really wanted to solve this problem of, you know, access to the polls, that it's a simple problem to solve, and it doesn't even require technology, and it probably would save money too. And I mean, that's kind of what they determined in Washington State anyway, doing it this way. It's like, people want to vote this way, they do vote this way. And in fact, even if they were still registering people to vote, almost right before the election, right? Now, granted, you have to show up in person and show your ID and all this stuff, you know, but the fact that you can actually vote, right? And you don't have, it's not this big process. You know, people vote when it's easy, and that's, you know, and there's no reason we shouldn't make it easy. The technology, you don't even need like high technology to do it. I mean, it's amazing that we have that different states make this so difficult. And that's as political as I want to go on this podcast, I think. But if you haven't already voted yet, go out and vote. Yeah, you have a right to do it. I've also seen the, you know, just because you have a right to do something doesn't mean you should do something. But, you know, hey, look, if you want to participate in the direction of the country, that's what you got to do. You got to vote. That's how you express your opinion about where things are going, is using the ballot box. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.